All right. And on this 4th of July week, we're also going to take some time to look at American workers and really the shortage of them. Yesterday, we spoke to University of Michigan economist Don Grimes, who's looking forward to another strong jobs report from the Labor Department on Friday. Grimes said the current unemployment rate of 3.8% is already historically low.
We go below that on Friday. We will be have the lowest unemployment rate since 1969. Labor markets are very tight. So employers are running into tremendous labor shortages.
Ask Power, based out of Aurora, Illinois, is one of those employers. It manufactures electrical connectors for all kinds of industries. Steve Case is founder and managing director, and he joins us now. Steve, welcome.
Nice to be with you.
Well, first, let's start out with what your company does. Electrical connectors, what are those?
Well, anytime you have a source of power and a use of power, you have a cable running between them. And our connectors are on either end, and their job is to enable that transmission of power from point A to point B.
Okay, so that sounds important. You make those connectors. How's business?
I believe this may well be the best financial year in the history of the United States as it relates to the industries we serve.
Really? Why?
Well, the truck industry, for example, is just exploding. The manufacturers of trucks... This is almost the 9th or 10th year, but the fact is that the amount of commerce going on in the United States is requiring more and more trucks, and the only thing holding people back is the availability of drivers. But we are at an all-time record in that market and in the utility market, where a number of storms have caused record use.
So the economy is humming along. Business is very good, but it sounds like business would be even better if you had a full workforce. How hard is it for you to find the workers you need?
Well, it's an interesting question, because if you'd asked me this 10 years ago, I would have said, wow, it's difficult. And 10 years ago, there was 10% unemployment. Some of the same things we're experiencing today have been occurring for some time. But it's certainly at 3.8, 3.9% unemployment, there are far fewer people out there available. And those people that are available are looking for the best jobs.
Really? How many job openings do you have?
We probably could fill at this point 10 to 15% more jobs than we have, which means essentially, as you can imagine, our people are producing 10 to 15% more hours in overtime. That's really been our short-term solution.
Right, and I was going to ask you about that solution. So you're saying in order to meet the demand that you have, you can't hire more people, so you're paying them more and you're asking them to work longer hours. How's that going?
Well, you know, in general, everybody likes to be paid more. And in general, they get used to a certain level of workload. But, you know, higher workloads... quality and attitude deteriorate over time.
Right. I mean, so, there's only a limit to how productive a worker can be if you ask them to keep working 10, 12 hours a day for 52 weeks a year.
Absolutely. One of the things we've done is to reinvest in automation. About 15 years ago, it became clear to us that the types of jobs that we had, which fall into the old category of dirty, dark, and dangerous, were no longer attracting the right people. So we invested in automation and training of our employees to broaden their skills. The great news is they produced 300 to 400% more than they did 15 years ago. And at the same time, they're paid 30 to 40% more than they were. What we decided was we need to reinvest in automation, and some of those last jobs that hadn't been automated, we automated. And that's one of the ways we're able to sort of back down the overtime so it isn't really so burdensome.
You know, that's kind of tough too, because then jobs are going away in the long term and the economy probably won't always be like this. So you're kind of fundamentally shifting your workforce.
Well, yes, that's true. But in my opinion, the workforce has been fundamentally shifting for some time. Those jobs that people didn't want, or those jobs that were no longer competitive, have been offshored. And, you know, those are jobs that are meaningful where they land in offshore applications. But American workers want satisfaction and fulfillment and a sense of control. And that's the direction we've moved in. We produced about 100% more than we did when we had 100 employees, and now we have 55.
I know you say business is going pretty well, actually, despite this problem. But, you know, what are the effects on your business? Are orders piling up? You're unable to meet the demands of your customers, or what?
Well, we've been fortunate to keep up with the demand, but it's the wear and tear. You know, we've had the same problems, for example, in office positions where we used to be able to ask our own employee base to recommend someone, and then we started going to the to advertising, and now we despair at both and are basically asking employment agencies to find people for us, and then they'll stay 3 to 4 months, and we find out for one reason or another they were temporary for a reason. So it's really a stress level issue at this point. But if we weren't being proactive about automation and investing in our people, I mean, we would be in serious performance trouble.
So what would help? I mean, you're kind of implying that this has been a long-term problem, but would there be a benefit, as counterproductive as this may seem, if the economy cooled off a little bit?
Well, the economy will cool off a little bit. I happen to be a strong believer, this is a personal belief, not a corporate belief, that we should allow immigration on the basis of merit, and that merit should be a function of these are the kinds of jobs that are going unfilled, and people should be admitted who have the qualifications to do those jobs. But in the meantime, we have to continue through automation and holding on to our good people to serve the customer.
All right, Steve Case, Managing Director and Founder of Ask Power, based in Aurora, Illinois, a company that makes electrical connectors and, like a lot of other industries out there, struggling with a worker shortage. Steve, thanks. Good luck.
Been my pleasure.